Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Trump administration is taking steps aimed at opening for drilling millions of acres of Arctic land that was protected under the Obama administration. Anchorage Daily News reports the U.S. Department of the Interior has begun talks with state officials and the North Slope Borough aiming to update the 2013 management plan that kept drilling off about half of the 23 million acre National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Alaska marijuana regulators will take public comment on the latest draft proposal for allowing on-site use of marijuana in authorized stores. The Marijuana Control Board voted yesterday for a 60-day comment period and to hold a public hearing. Regulators have gone back and forth on on-site use for several years, adopting rules that contemplate on-site use but never finalizing how that would work. Meanwhile, an organizer of a marijuana festival where people consume pot inside a designated tent has been fined $2,500. Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports the Alaska Marijuana Control Board yesterday fined Alaska Hemp Fest director Nikki Rapana $10,000, with $7,500 suspended if she has no future violations. Board member Jeff Ankerfeld, Sitka's police chief, says Rapana was warned in advance that an advertised smoking tent violated Alaska law banning public consumption. A domestic violence suspect was shot and killed by Wasilla police. KTVA-TV reports police at 4:30 this morning responded to a domestic violence call at a home and heard a disturbance inside. Officers entered the home and were confronted by a suspect who was armed and who was assaulting a family member. Officers fired at the suspect. The suspect was hit and died at the scene. Across Alaska, crime is up. That's according to data released yesterday by the Department of Public Safety comparing 2017 to 2016. In its uniform crime report, the department says statewide, crime rose by 6% last year. It's part of a longer-term increase in Alaska crime. The rate of violent crimes like murder, rape, robbery, and assault increased by 34% from 2013 to 2017. Property crime rates grew as well by 22% in the same period. 32 police agencies from around Alaska submitted data for 2017. The uniform crime reporting data is submitted to the FBI as part of a nationwide effort to collect national crime statistics. Starting next year, Unalaska retailers will not be allowed to distribute single-use plastic bags to their customers, and if they do, they'll be hit with $100 fines each time. The Unalaska City Council passed the bag ban on a unanimous vote Tuesday night after about 6 months of discussion and overwhelming public support. Unalaska's plastic bag ban goes into effect January 1st. The island will join more than a dozen Alaska communities that have already prohibited their distribution. Latest forecast calls for a slight chance of rain for tonight and partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Low tonight should be as low as 45 to 50 degrees. High tomorrow should be 60 degrees.